Well, here we are for another episode of the Middle Country Public Library podcast. You found us. Welcome. I'm Sal DiVincenzo here with my fabulous colleague, Sarah Fade.
Hello.
And Nicole Rambo.
Hello.
How is everyone doing?
Good.
Yeah. Kind of dealing with a little bit of the weather moving all over the place.
Yeah.
Right? So it's either 75 degrees or it's either 60 or it's crazy.
I'm wearing sandals.
You're wearing sandals. Are okay,
you?
Good for you.
Sweater and boots on
right.
still.
Well, you know, yeah. I ran out this morning in my...
In your sandal mode?
And I just forgot to change it to my sneakers. And then I was like, oh.
Oops. Okay. Oops. That's fine. All right. No one's going to look at your feet today.
Oh, yes.
We don't have a feet cam, so a foot cam.
No, you have to charge for that.
I know.
Right? We'll be really popular.
We're going to put that in
free?
There. Put that in there. Okay. So who wants to go first this week?
Are we doing the same thing again?
No. No, okay. You can go first and I'll
okay.
piggyback
so,
on
Okay, so Nicole,
yours.
What do you have for us this week?
Well, it's April, so it's National Poetry Month.
Okay.
And we have at the library a database for everything, including poetry. So it is called the Poetry and Short Story Reference Center. You can access this at home or in the library. And so it does say, in here, so this is kind of what it looks like if you go. All right,
yeah,
so,
use that one.
What it go. Looks like, obviously, the printed out version doesn't look that nice. It looks
yeah,
nice on your
be,
screen.
Yeah, as I was going to say, it's going to be on the screen when you look at it.
It looks good. But it says it's April, and that means National Poetry Month, established by the Academy of American Poets in 1996. National Poetry Month is an annual celebration in the United States created to promote the importance of poetry in our society. Every year, just as spring begins to unfold, millions of readers honor this month by reading, writing, and performing poetry. Check out the Academy's National Poetry Month page for activities, initiatives, and resources so that anyone can join in on the celebration online and at home. So this is actually a very nice database. It's not too, like, academic. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I look at a database and I'm like, I don't know how to use this. Like, you know what I mean?
It's user-friendly.
It's user-friendly, yeah. I like looking at this. And there's also, if you are a teacher, if you work with students in any capacity, they have lesson plans. And they're really, they're really good lesson plans.
Nice.
Yeah. I tell you, like, what grade it's for, what, like, requirements it's, like, satisfying, and they give you activities and, like, overviews of the poet and the poem, specifically if you're doing, like, a specific poem. It was really good. I was like, oh, they have infographics, all that kind of stuff. Have you ever written poetry?
In school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were all required to write some sort of poetry. Yeah.
Did you take it in college?
I did have to take it as a core class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you? No.
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 No. I did. I took a poetry class. And a big part was like analyzing the poems. And that I really liked. Like, my teacher said I did great at that. And then at the end, though, we'd have to write our own poems. And he was like, stick to analyzing them, Nicole. And I was like, okay. So, yeah, I'm not a poet.
Everyone's a poet, though.
And they don't know it.
Yeah. I will say our children's section has a huge poetry.
Adult does, too.
Section, yeah.
But they're bigger books.
Oh. We have little ones. We have, like, your classics, like your Maya Angelou's, Langston Hughes, Walt Whitman's, like, all those. We have those in, like, children, like, illustrated form. But then we also have The Raven and other poems in graphic novel form.
Wow.
Which I thought was really cool.
That is very freaky looking.
We have haiku books. And then we have my favorite, probably why I couldn't write a poem, because all I ever read was Shel Silverstein.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who is, like, obviously excellent, but they have... Light in the Attic, Falling Up, Where the Sidewalk Ends, and Everything on It. And so my favorite one of all time is called The Sitter, and it's from A Light in the Attic. And it's Mrs. McTwitter, the babysitter, I think she's a little bit crazy. She thinks a babysitter's supposed to sit upon the baby. I vividly remember this because it made me laugh so hard when I was little.
I do like the illustrations, too.
Yeah, and they really do, like, bring out so much more of the poem. Like, sure. They go together really, really well, and it's really great, like, talking points of if you're reading it with a kid. You, like, read the poem, you look at the picture, you can talk about what you see, and, like, they're short, and they're funny, the line drawings are very funny, it's just, it's so great. And then in this one, whoops, from Everything on It, I thought it was funny. And now that I'm reading them as an adult, I'm like, these are good for adults.
Yeah, sure. Like,
it's really good. And this one's called I Didn't. I didn't do it, that's a lie. I didn't do it, no. Not I didn't do it, hear me cry. I didn't do it, hope to die. I didn't do it, I'm not that bad, but if I did... Would you be mad? Which I feel like is a lot of what I do. So as soon as I read that, I was like, So that is our some poems for National Poetry Month. Nice. And like I said, our section is gigantic. And that resource, that database, is really good. It has all those lesson plans, which is really nice if you're actually doing some like educational bit too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. What about haikus? Did you have to do haikus? That was part of the coursework.
With the counting.
With the counting, yeah.
Yeah, the syllables, yeah.
What is it? Yeah.
That's hard.
Five or, is it 575?
575.
Yeah, something like
syllables.
That.
Syllables.
Yeah. Yes. If you know. Syllables. Yeah. If you know.
You have to clap. You know,
like, comment.
That's how you figure out syllables.
Syllables, yeah. Yeah. Sarah Fade.
Well, I can clap in my head.
Yeah, she doesn't have to actually do it.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. It's not fun, though, when you clap in your head. You clap outside. Everybody sees it. All right. Well, thank you, Nicole.
You're welcome.
Sarah, what are you talking about this week?
Well, April is also...
It's months for everything.
Yeah. It is months for everything.
It's also and Aries is, month, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
yes. Aries and Taurus, right?
Yeah.
Stress Awareness Month.
Stress Awareness Month.
So it's an annual designation observed in April. Mm-hmm. And so have you ever been in a situation that was a little or a lot overwhelming? You have deadlines approaching and a mile-long to-do list, and you were just in way over your head?
Take a nap.
Well, you're definitely not alone.
The end.
Some people respond by napping.
Yeah. Or eating.
Or eating, right? Yeah. Everyone feels stressed from time to time, especially as we get older and the responsibilities really pile onto our plate. And that's not true. I do feel like children get stressed a lot. Right.
Yeah.
They just manifest it in different ways. Right. And while we think it's like, why are you getting stressed out about spaghetti dinner? But
yeah. It's like they don't have anything else to compare it to. Like, so that is stressful for them in their little...
In their little world, So, but too much of stress can be detrimental to our emotional and physical health. They say stress is a silent killer, right?
Mm. It is.
So a small amount of stress once in a while is good because it means you're working hard and you care about what you're doing. However, a whole lot of stress can lead to physical problems, strokes, IBS, ulcers, diabetes, muscle and joint pain, miscarriages,
etc.
Everything bad is basically related to stress. So we went to the World Health Organization page to learn a little bit more about stress. Okay. So stress is a natural human response, right, like fight or flight, that prompts us to address challenges and threats in our lives. Stress affects both the mind and the body. And it can make us hard for us to relax and can come with a range of emotions, including anxiety. So stress creates anxiety.
Yes.
Okay. And irritability, which I know a little bit about. So if I'm cranky, you can be like, Sarah's a little stressed.
Okay.
When stressed, we may find it difficult to concentrate. We may experience headaches or body pains, right? Mm. Okay. So... we do have a learn to be stress-free, okay?
Oh, look, there's some more poetry.
Learn to be, yes, that's right. So they say keep a daily routine, okay?
Yes, so, be stressed from 10 to 11.
Yes. Well, okay, it's funny, though, because it says set time for regular meals.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some people don't eat, or you know.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Time with family. Which can cause stress. Yeah.
Exactly.
The exercise is a good one.
Yes.
Daily chores, which seems counterintuitive, but I think that does help to have clean.
Yeah.
And just to be recreational in general, okay? Mm-hmm. Get plenty of sleep.
Okay, yes.
Napping.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So sleep is important for both body and mind. It repairs, relaxes, and rejuvenates our body and can help reverse the effect of stress.
Yeah, of course. When you're sleeping, there is no stress.
Right? Yeah. Well, unless you have nightmares.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Something new to think about.
Yes. Good sleep habits, though, include.
Okay. Let's see if I do it.
Be consistent.
Yes.
Go to bed at the same time each night and get up at the same time.
Okay, sort
of. Including the weekends.
No. I'm sorry. I mean, I had an extra hours that morning.
Yeah.
That's
I think
Saturday
1 hour
morning.
Is not that bad.
Okay.
All right. You're not staying up until like 3 in the morning.
Yeah. If possible, make your sleeping area quiet, dark, relaxing.
Yes.
And a comfortable temperature.
Temperature's good.
Okay. Limit your use of electronic devices such as TVs, computers, smartphones before sleeping.
That's I've been trying to do this.
Yes, but that's where everybody's going wrong nowadays is the devices before they go to bed.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people sleep with their phone right next to their head, or at least on the bed. Avoid large meals.
No, sorry.
Caffeine and alcohol before bedtime. And get some exercise. Being physically active during the day can help you fall asleep more easily at night.
I will say that's true.
Yes.
When I'm on the treadmill, I sleep better that night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keep in touch with family and friends and share your concerns and feelings with people you trust. Connecting with others can lift our mood and help us feel less stressed.
Okay.
Yeah. Eat healthy. Try to eat a balanced diet and eat at regular intervals. Mm-hmm. And drink enough fluids.
Oh, yeah.
Eat lots of fresh fruits and vegetables if you can.
If you want.
Limit time.
If you feel like it.
Following news.
Oh, yes. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Spending news?
Yeah.
Don't follow the news.
Spending too much time following news on television and social media can increase stress. Limit the time you spend following the news if it increases your stress.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a group called the Mental Health America, and it's mhanational.org.
Okay.
And you can take a stress screener and then see how stressed you are. And they also provide a lot of links about how to help yourself be less stressed. And of course, in the library, we have.
Of course, in the library.
In the library.
Bringing it back to what we actually do here rather than chatting about cool stuff.
Well, poetry and being stressed. Yeah. So master your stress, reset your health, the personalized program to calm anxiety and boost energy. That's in one of our books.
Nice.
Another one is deal with stress, improving your health through changing how you work.
Oh, that's the Miller book. Yeah.
And we have the stress prescription, 7 days to more joy and ease.
Wow.
That's just a few.
Yeah.
We have a lot.
Yes. Now, when you go on vacation, does your stress go away or is there still some stress there?
Oh, I'm usually before and after is when I get the most stress.
Okay.
When I'm like actually there.
You're fine.
I'm fine. But like prepping and en route.
Yeah. Well, you don't like, you like the destination, not the journey.
I feel.
Right.
I think that's
having
most,
traveled
right?
with you. Yeah. No. Well, for me, you know, I'm a aviation geek, so I do like flying. I do like that part of it. I do like being at the airport and doing all that kind of
stuff. Are you joking?
No, I like that.
I have never been more stressed than with you at the airport. You make me stress at the airport.
True story.
I'm fine. I'm chilling at the airport. You stress me out.
How do I stress you out, Nicole? Is it the speed at which I walk through the airport?
It is very fast.
Yeah.
I will say.
Is it the fact that once they call the flight, I am up there online?
Or that we have to be there 12 hours beforehand.
Well, look, I'm a dad. That's what I do.
That's true.
Even before you were a dad.
That's true. Yeah, I was. I do like being there on time. You never know.
No.
This time when we went, I left my license.
Oh, my goodness.
At home.
I think Sal had invisible poops that day.
He did a really good job of hiding it. Like, I think he really did cover it up pretty well.
Yeah.
But
I knew it was going to be a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
I mean, they did offer to let you on the plane without your ID.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't have your ID. Yeah, that's not smart.
Yeah. But yeah, then I wanted it. Luckily, it was at MacArthur. I'm pretty close to it and everything.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, he's going to lose his mind.
No, I didn't lose my mind.
But you didn't.
No,
you did really good.
No, you kept it. Deep and hidden in your little stress locker.
And then I thought I left my phone.
Oh, no. Tell this story, Nicole.
I thought I left my phone at the venue where the PodFest was happening, where the workshops were. It's a different hotel than where we were staying. So we get back to the hotel, and I'm like, can't find my phone. And so I texted. Well, I was on my computer, and I was able to say, like, I think I left my phone there. So you brought me back. But you seemed very calm.
Yeah. Although I did tell you afterwards, like, how am I supposed to reach out to her if she goes in there and she's not back in 20 minutes or something? What is she doing in there? I would have to park the car, get out, walk
she's in
there,
hot tub.
Look all over for
her.
You know.
So maybe wonder I'm the cause was. Of your stress. I'm just chilling,
I
but maybe it's because I'm causing
that.
Stress.
Why is that? I mean,
and look, truth be told, I'll be completely frank with you. All right, I'm going to be completely honest with you. when I heard that Nicole had forgotten her wallet, I would have gotten on the plane no matter what.
Oh, I would hope you would have.
I would have been like, bye. Yeah,
you I would have been like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Sarah was like, I'm staying behind. No,
no, but I was happy for you to get on the plane.
No, it was fine.
Was yeah, good. So maybe I'm the cause of your stress.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know. We did run into some turbulence on that flight down, and I heard you two yapping away in behind, because they wouldn't sit with me, of course. They won't sit with me on the plane.
No, right you there. Wanted
a yes. window. I wanted a window seat.
No, no, but no.
Sarah
I wanted
the leg room.
Oh, that's right. Yes. And Sarah likes the leg room.
Yeah, yeah. We were all at odds because you wanted a window seat. Yeah. You wanted extra leg room, but extra leg room came to be sat next to the exit door that I was convinced was going to fly off.
Yeah. That's right.
Because it just happened at the other one. So I was like, no! And the flight attendant, she was very, she like genuinely was nice to me. Yes. And yeah. She was like, you're going to be okay. Like, this is not, like, she didn't make fun of me. Because I like really didn't want to go. And she was super mm-hmm. nice. So we sat in the exit. Yeah. But yeah, we were all wanted different spots.
Yes, different spots. Flight. Yeah, it's okay. Yes. So yes, when we travel together, we are all stressed out. Yeah. So there you go. That's what it is. So we hope that you found this episode enlightening, and we hope that
stress-free.
Yes, stress-free. And you take advantage of the great poetry books and the great poetry database that we have and the stress books on how to help you alleviate stress.
Yeah, write a haiku
yeah.
to help with your stress.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Putting it all together. And if you want to listen to older episodes, mm-hmm. read our show notes, visit our website, mcplpodcast.com. If you're watching on YouTube, please mm-hmm. hit the like button. And our subscribers are slowly but surely going up.
Yeah.
So we appreciate yeah. that. And it's funny because I am starting to, we're at the point, strangely enough, after 6 years, where I'm actually meeting listeners and people who watch us, which is kind of strange.
You do too, right, Sarah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So hello, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And subscribe to the channel. We'd greatly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So for Sarah Fade and Nicole Rambo, I'm Sal DiVincenzo. See you next show.